Judges chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. So this is going to parallel with our story today a little bit.
Okay.
It's a bit of a stretch, too, but I like that we're going to be honoring Deborah the prophetess.
Oh.
And I spring this verse on these two friends of mine, Rob Seenberg in the studio, along with our co-host Marianne Simpkins, our editor-in-chief of the beloved Prime Life Times, and it's the Prime Life Times in Review. But I always like to open up with a scripture verse, and because Rob's going to be reading an article about somebody that should be well-known but seemingly isn't, and so we're going to introduce you to her. But here was somebody in the Bible that is somewhat well-known, but oftentimes maybe not as well-known, and so I figured we'd feature this verse for everyone today. Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was leading Israel at the time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites came to her to have their disputes decided.
Oh, my. Praise God for Deborah.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. Maybe a passage or a verse not often read. You have to spend some time in the Judges or maybe reading through the Bible, but I thought it was a good one to segue into some of today's reading, and I think it's a very interesting verse. God used Deborah in powerful ways, as he used many women, but she was one that filled in and took on a very great leadership role for the Israelites in the early time of that nation. So,
thanks, Mark.
Thank God for godly women. Amen.
Well, yesterday, on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, we had our testimony being a lot of listener mail. I think we read 20, 30, a bunch of letters, Marianne.
It is a testimony.
Yeah, a testimony to the radio ministry, to the feedback of people.
And to those folks. Wow.
And on Wednesday, we oftentimes read listener letters, and we'll save some of them to the end of the program, because I think we have two or three stories, a couple different poems to read. And if you have the March edition of the Prime Life Times, take it out. You can pick it up at over 400 area locations throughout central Illinois and west central Indiana. So grab out your edition and read along with us. And so, Rob, you were inspired by Sarah Babbitt. How come?
Well, I really like stories of people who've done great things, but whom we really haven't heard much about. Mm-hmm. And the month before, we wrote about a freedom writer that almost no one had ever heard of, and yet she was incredibly instrumental in getting equal rights to transportation for everybody in New York.
We got a lot of good feedback about that article.
Oh, really?
Elizabeth Jennings.
Good,
yes, we did.
Good. Yeah, in fact, you sent me one, right?
Yeah, I think I did.
Don't send me too much fan mail, because I could get big.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
No, the fan mail is to cool you off.
Oh, that's it.
Oh,
yeah.
The fan mail.
And so, Mark, because you read from the book of Judges, which book in the Bible was cut out of the book of Judges and is now a separate book?
Oh, this is Bible trivia quiz.
No, it's really important.
I'm sorry. Well, that's important.
It's a four-chapter book. It's one of my favorite books in the Bible.
Four chapters.
The book
of
Ruth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just started a 12 series.
Okay, let's talk about that real quick. So Ruth was cut out of the book of Judges?
It was,
who did that?
Yeah, it was a scribe named Elihud. No, I don't have any idea who
it is.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just messing with you. I have no idea.
Some people are going to just turn off their dial right then and go around thinking that's the truth. Scribe
Elihud. Oh, no. Yeah, it was part of the book of Judges that happened at that time, about 1000 B.C. So if you speak Spanish, come to our church. I've got a 12-part sermon series on the book of Ruth, and you get a notebook with notes and homework and everything. So,
wow.
If you want a copy, let me know.
Now, the book of Ruth, is that one of the only books that doesn't have the reference of God in it?
No, that's Esther.
That's Esther.
Oh, Esther.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
no.
Yeah. Okay.
No, in fact, Naomi does mention God's sovereignty.
But not God
in the very beginning. Yeah, no, they use God's name. In fact,
they do.
In his name, but...
Yeah, no, they use his name, and Even the
then greeting, why did they say that in Esther?
It's in Esther because in Esther they don't use it.
In Esther they don't at all.
They do.
Yeah. Okay, Ruth they do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
There it is. So this is for in honor of Women's Henry, in honor of Women's History Month, and also of this lady, Sarah Tabitha Babbitt.
We had a story earlier about a Henry that was from China.
Yeah.
And some of the learning.
I got on a bandwagon. It's confession time.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm suffering from low blood oxygen because of my heart problem. It's supposed to get corrected soon. And
well, you're doing great considering that.
I could do a lot better with more. But yesterday, Mary said, why are you so tired?
Calm.
And I said, it's low blood alcohol. And she said, we can take care of that. I said, no. Low blood oxygen.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
I don't drink, so it was really funny. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Okay. So, born in 1779, died in 1853.
All right.
It's a shame that Sarah Babbitt, Tabitha, isn't better known. The creative lady who invented the first circular saw, she also developed a process to manufacture false teeth, among many other ingenious inventions.
And there was instant kinship with her because of your love for chainsaws.
Tabitha developed the double spinning head for the standard spinning wheel, previously unchanged for centuries. That single invention let women, most spinners, spin thread twice as fast. Born in Hardwick, Massachusetts, to Seth and Elizabeth Babbitt, Tabitha became a Shaker at 14 in 1793. As a Shaker, she didn't seek credit for her inventions. Most historical accounts cautiously insert the words, is credited with, or they even suggest someone else invented her products. It's true, others further developed her ideas. Many patented their final results. That has muddied the waters and permitted others to claim credit for much of the fruit of Tabitha's creative genius. She developed an efficient way to cut steel nails. Previously, each was handmade by a blacksmith. Remember those tapered cut nails of the past?
I do.
Yeah, now if you publish this again in 100 years, nobody will remember, probably.
That's true. we're not going to publish it in 100 years.
Oh, we're not? Oh,
well, okay. I don't know. Somebody may.
Some of us remember pulling them out of used lumber and straightening them to be reused. The famous inventor Eli Whitney gets credit for inventing cut nails, the cotton gin, and the mass production of interchangeable parts, especially for firearms. But besides Tabitha, who came up with the cut nail concept, Whitney has to share credit with a Swede, Christopher Pullum, who designed a nail cutting machine in the late 1700s. As a young woman, Babbitt watched men operate a whip saw at the local sawmill. This very long, two-person cross-cut saw had handles on both ends. If you ever used one, you recall the aching muscles you earned. The person pulling the main handle does the sawing. The other person pulls the saw back so the sawyer can pull again for another cut. Noticing that half the work was wasted, Tabitha conceived a round blade in constant contact with the wood. She contracted a sawmaker to produce her round blade, then attached it to her spinning wheel using foot power to spin it.
Hmm.
It worked, but the saw was underpowered. In about 1812, a sawmill first used a circular saw of Babbitt's design, powered by a water wheel. The circular saw revolutionized the cutting of dimensional lumber. Of course, it's useful in many other applications. Many of us own circular saws today, chop saws, table saws, handheld saws. A circular saw designed to Tabitha's specifications is displayed in New York's State Museum at Albany. In 1948, it was displayed at a Shaker exhibit in Fenimore House, Cooperstown, New York, on loan from the State Museum. Many have claimed credit for developing the first circular saw, including two Frenchmen. Of course, that wouldn't be the first or the last time people either invented the same thing more or less simultaneously or copied and improved on another's invention. For example, if you're a Russian, then our famous inventor of the light bulb did not invent the light bulb. It was invented by Lomonosov, after whom Moscow University is named.
Wow.
The remarkable thing is...
Do we get charged for that?
That's free.
Okay.
The remarkable thing is that a female weaver of that era conceived and designed so many valuable inventions and brought them into everyday use despite contrary expectations for women. Her creative intelligence just wouldn't accept the prevailing concept that a woman couldn't invent and create things to make work lighter and more productive for others. she proved that one person.
Do you see Marianne just beaming over there? No.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just a state of shock.
She proved that one person could make a difference. And by the way, I wrote to the city council in Champaign, and they changed all the traffic lights to the specifications I suggested. One person can make a difference.
Oh, wow, Rob.
Yeah, in an era when women often struggle.
And you're not even a woman.
Oh, man. In an era when women often struggle to be heard and were expected to leave inventing to the men, Tabitha is remarkable, not only for her inventive spirit, but because she pressed on with her wonderful ideas, letting nothing stand in her way. She never took out a patent on any of her many inventions.
Maybe everyone will understand that, but your sentence, as a shaker, she did not seek credit for her inventions.
Yeah.
Were shakers just notorious for being so humble that they didn't want to take credit for anything?
I mean, yes, they would not patent anything. They would not glorify themselves for anything. But unfortunately, one tenet of their faith caused them to die out. They didn't get married and have kids.
What?
No. Shakers never married or had kids.
I think I heard that a long time ago.
No, there's more to it than that.
No wonder they died out. Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. For a while, they kept on by adoption, through adoption, but that died out after a while, too. So.
Gracious.
Mercy.
Mercy me.
So maybe it's time for a poem.
Rob was pointing at the page. Hey, okay. Poetry time, poetry corner.
You read your poem, and then I'll read Ralph's poem. Oh,
that's a nice poem, isn't
we
it?
We now turn to the Great News Media Poetry Corner.
Called Prime Life Poets.
Yeah, actually, mine's a little more flippant, and although there's humor in his, Ralph's is maybe more serious, I think.
And we're turning to page?
A14.
A14. Spring Forward by Rob Seidenberg. My spring has sprung, my bell is rung, I've set our clocks ahead. The deed is done, my song I've sung, and now my piece I've said. We change the time, adjust the hour, and think that we can send a morning hour we didn't want down to the other end. A piece of fabric that we cut from one end of the cover can't make it longer when it's moved from one end to the other. But as we suffer from the change twice yearly brought to us, I wish we could just leave alone the time and skip the fuss.
Ruth wrote after she read that, and she's like, I so agree with that poem.
Yes, she did.
That's Ruth Esri I'm talking about.
And what's the date we spring forward? Do you have
the
that?
The 13th.
13th?
Yeah.
Coming right up.
And I'm not going to change mine because I'm having surgery just before that, so I won't be able to wear a watch.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll let you know where things are at, Rob.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. Let me know if I survive. Okay.
Okay, I'll let you know.
We'll call you every hour on the hour just to keep you informed.
Okay, and this is Ralph Butzo's poem written this year of 2022. It's called Pursued. Her reputation preceded her. Aggressive, persistent huntress of men, swooping in, seemingly without rhyme or reason of who or when. Ignoring some, she dealt others from a light kiss to a fatal embrace, causing accusations, consternation, and panic all over the place. Any leader challenged with unknowns was often in over his head, while he was constantly being criticized for anything he did or said. Some said, we'll follow the science, leading to meandering ways that sometimes proved less like a victory lane than a confusing maze. The response of individuals to her ways was from poo-poo to boo-hoo, some whistling by the graveyard, others terrified, wondering what to do. Relationships were fractured when things grew more ominous and scary. A few socialized normally, while others treated everyone as Typhoid Mary. To meet her malevolence, the cry was battle stations all hands on deck, while she, exhibiting protean ways, changed shape to cause another wreck. It is said Cupid with his bow can change a life's trajectory with one shot. But our microbial adversary is barely deterred if you've had three shots or not. Insidiously, she continues to engage, entangle, and engulf with all her might. As the battle still rages, we continue fervently to pray that the end is in sight. The extent of permanent effects on those she's touched remains to be seen, as I'm left with questions
and memories of my encounter with her, COVID-19.
Yeah, when I first started reading that, I thought,
what is he doing?
Well, that sounded very un-Ralph-like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he sent it to me, and he typed it up and sent it in an envelope, and I thought, wow, he sent me a new poem. And by the end, I really liked it. But at the beginning, it was like,
Okay, this says copyright Ralph Butzo, 2022, used by permission. Ralph, a retired farmer, still lives on the family farm at rural Wellington, Illinois. He's the author of Some Poems by Ralph. Email him at rlbutzow@gmail.com.
I love the name of his book.
Some Poems by Ralph.
I love it, too. That's awesome.
Great. In fact, some people have written to him or emailed him and asked for a copy of his book.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, from reading his poetry here.
And if you have a special poem, it may qualify to be entered into one of our future editions. Prime Life Poets is always looking for great, and they don't necessarily have to rhyme. I always like a poem that rhymes from sentence to sentence or stanza to stanza. His are very long.
Some of them are, but you know, he always has good meter and good rhyme. I'm telling you.
That's what I saw, good meter and good rhyme.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's Wednesday, and we love to share our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication with you. And we're always looking for great content and advertisers to help underwrite the cost so we can offer this free of charge. We have over 32,000 monthly readers, so it's well-received and shared with a lot of people and folks throughout the area and actually part of the country. We have a growing subscription list, so we have 3 pages of labels that Holly always has to put on and send out. And so
I appreciate her doing that.
If you want to have this sent first class mail starting whatever month, and it'll go for 12 consecutive months for $30, call in and we'll get you added into the March edition, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Now to address listener mail.
Well, we have a few left over. Well, we have a lot left over.
Yeah,
we did a lot yesterday.
A lot yesterday. In fact, I still have a big bag full of letters.
I love that, that people write in.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
That's pretty nice. You know they're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this one's from Rebecca in the Springfield area. Thank you for continuing proclaiming the gospel, God's word, and lifting up our Savior, Jesus, in Christ. Rebecca.
Nice.
Yeah, and I love WLUJ, lifting up Jesus. That's what that LUJ stands for.
And this one came to Great News Media from John and Gail in Paxton.
Super volunteers. They helped deliver the Prime Lifetimes throughout the area.
Thank you. It was great to hear of God's provision during the WLUJ fundraiser. That's nice.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah. What else would we expect from such a great God? Missed you when I picked up the Prime Lifetimes, but did have a good chat with Holly. God's continued blessing on your family and on the media family, John and Gail.
Ooh, appreciate those two. Oh, my turn. This comes from Rick and Jeanette, because I'm ad-libbing and commenting on all yours. From Rantoul, they've been dear friends and great supporters of this ministry for so, so many years. And they write on one of the response cards of the Friends of WGNN, WGNJ, may you all feel God's love in a special way this Valentine's Day. Grace and peace, Rick and Jeanette. We're feeling the love, you two, and hopefully you're feeling the love also.
Amen. This one is from Springfield also. Praises and thanksgiving for all the Bible teachings of Pastors Charles Swindoll, Tony Evans, and the wonderful Sunday music of worship. This station has kept me focused for 30-plus years. Valerie.
Nice. Hey, thanks. Appreciate your support, Valerie.
This is from Nancy. I love Gospel Greats on Saturday evening. Their inspirational music, and Dr. Tony Evans is always wonderful, and Dr. J. Vernon McGee is timeless.
Yeah.
That's from Nancy in Champaign.
Great programs and great music mix. We do have our 3 formats, so some I'm familiar with. Oh, I only listen to this format.
Oh, yeah, true.
Well, request one of our program guides, and you can see the variety and where you can pick up different frequencies. Like Springfield can pick up 2 different formats, and as is Champaign-Urbana. And sometimes when you get into Decatur, you can get all 3, depending on whether it's 89.3 or 102.5 or 89.7. So depending on where you live, you have lots of options to listen. Here's a note from Steve and Dorcas from Macomb. Encloses our annual gift, and they list a dollar amount and continued monthly gift of another dollar amount, so we appreciate their generous support. They say thank you for great Christian radio. Our favorites are Chris Brooks, Janet Parshall, Dr. David Jeremiah. Keep up the good work. And, yeah, all those are great programs, agree. And thank you for your generous support.
Yeah, and this one is from a personal friend of ours, Sandy, who's writing from Florida. We found a couple good radio stations we listen to. One is a Moody, meaning a Moody affiliate. Florida has lots of Christian stations. Oh, and it does say affiliate. I'm sorry, I missed that. We sure miss everyone. So great we can keep in touch through all the modern technology. So this is from Sandy in Florida.
Thanks, Sandy. Yeah, sweetie.
I love Sandy.
I love when she comes back up and visits with us all.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome.
Okay, this is from Debbie in Decatur, and she wrote a prayer request. I'm not going to read it on the air, but we do pray. Karen prays immediately when she opens these.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And God bless you, Karen.
She immediately prays and then passes it on, a list to you, and then Paul over in Springfield, he also does the same.
Yeah, they keep it. We have prayer warriors, a prayer team, and so they all get compiled every few days. Paul sends that out to the team, and so we're always made aware of all the prayer requests. So
very good.
We count it a privilege to pray for you. And I'll close out with a little message from Sharon from Danville. See her different colored ink. She uses blue and red, and it looks like there's a little pink in there, and sometimes there's green or all.
Don't miss the back, Mark.
It's going to be about Valentine's. I can see from the back.
She goes, Mark and staff, happy Valentine's Day, and they're all underlined.
Oh,
and
I love Valentine's.
Two and three times. To you all, and it's a two, number two, and a you, and
thank
a
you,
all.
Valerie.
Jesus is coming soon, big capitalized, A-M-E-N, and then it's over, in Christ love, Butch and Sharon.
Oh, and Butch and Sharon. Okay, thank you, Butch
monthly.
And Sharon.
Appreciate those, too, and appreciate all your mail and your feedback to our beloved Prime Lifetimes publication. If you haven't picked up a copy, they're at our Springfield location and also here at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. And you can also find out more at PrimeLifetimes.com, PrimeLifetimes.com. You can find under the distribution link a location probably near you, or maybe you want to be a host. Maybe you have a business and you have a lot of traffic and you own a grocery store, a restaurant or something. We'd be happy to give you copies so they can be made available free of charge. So give us a call, 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Rob Seidenberg, and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.